Yudei de Torah Manchta Chav Ches Tishri Tov Shin Ayin Ches Rabbi Nomin Entry.
Today, I would like to discuss a common shaila, which is negea in the winter. It's quite many shuls, Friday night, in the winter, they daven mincha before shkia, and Kabbalah Shabbos daven straight after, and the Maariv as well. In other words, if davened, you've said Krishma before Nacht, before Seisa Kechovim, so now you'll have to say Krishma now after Seisa Kechovim. So it's quite... The amount of time in the winter here in Manchester, in the northern latitudes, yeah, is the time between Shkia and Nacht is quite short, and it's quite usual after you finished Maariv and you've gone round and you've said good Shabbos to the Rav and to everybody in Shul, it is Nacht now. Can I now go and sit down to say Krishna? Or do I have to say Krishna standing up? That is a shaila. That is a shaila.
You can say it how you want, no? You can say it standing.
Am I allowed to go and sit down now? I want to be mechaven now, Krishna. I was standing, I was walking around. So I was standing. Can I now go and sit down to say Krishna or not? Everybody knows, I think everybody learned in Cheder, the Mishnah in Brochus. The Mishnah in Brochus, Machlokes, Beshamai, and Beisil. Beshamai says, as when it says in the Torah, Uveshachbacha of Kumecha, Beshamai says, by night, you have to say the Krishna Derech HaToya, that means, I think it means in a leaning position, and that is a Derech Shchiva, a way how you sleep. And in the morning, you state in the Torah, Uf Kumecha, so you have to say Krishna standing. So in other words, according to Beshamai, Krishna Shel Shachris has to be said standing up, and Mashenken Krishna Shel Arvis has to be said while you're in a leaning, in a Derech Shchiva Dika position, and that's how Krishna should be said. Yeah, so according to Beshamai, he will say Krishna in the morning standing up. Yeah, we say Krishna in the morning sitting down. Bechus Krishna, we say sitting down. That's our P Azoya Kodesh. That Bechus Krishna should be the yeshiva. Bechus Krishna and Krishna Shashachris should be yeshivas of P Azoya Kodesh. And it depends. There's another machlokes depending on it. If you put Tfilin Shaliyad on be yeshiva or not. That depends if you say Krishna, the Bechus Krishna, Krishna Shashachas, Bamido, Vishiva, not. That's a Shaila in Zoya Kodesh. Right. But so according to Beshamai, that Krishna Shashachas has to be while you're standing up, and Krishna Shalavis is Derech Shiva in a leaning position. Beshillel say no. That It doesn't tell me the position that you should be while you say Krishna. It all is telling me the zman of to say Krishna. Is the zman to say Krishna, the zman of Krishna shall arvis, is the zman shchiva, and zman shchiva starts with seisa kechovim, and Krishna shall shachris is the zman kima, and by the 3 hours, at Sholesh Shores, even the Bnei Malachim are already out of bed. Yeah? And the interesting Ramban. The Ramban says, of course, which Bnei Malachim we're talking about? We're talking about Yiddish Bnei Malachim. So the Ramban asks, so these Yiddish Bnei Malachim, when do they say Krishna? They also got a chiyuv to say Krishna, the Yiddish Bnei Malachim. So if they only woke up at Besholesh Shores, so when they were Makayim Mitzvah Krishna? No, 3 hours. Kol Shvir Chazal is 3 hours. So the Ramban says Avada the Bnei Malachim woke up earlier, but they only got out of bed Besholesh Shores. They were awake.
Malachim sleep.
What?
The Malachim sleep.
Malachim. Princes.
Yeah.
They were awake. So the Ramban says, of course they were awake. But it takes time for the princes to get out of bed. out of bed. So they said Krishna in bed. They said Krishna in bed. But till they got out of bed, the ufkumecha is not on the waking up. It is the kima getting out of bed. So the uvashachbach. So according to Beis Hillel, the position that a person should be while he says Krishna, there's no halacha which position it should be. It can be in any position as long. And the pasuk is only telling me the time. So meila zot Beis Hillel. Yeah, we learn that out of the pasuk of lech tochav aderech. Yeah. So Zogt Bishilol, Kol Odom Koyre Kedarkoi. Every person can say Krishna Kedarkoi, Shnema Uvalechtucho Vaderech. Yeah, so that's what the Gemara says, Bishilol Oimrim, Oimdim Vakoyrim, you can stand and say Krishna, Yoishvim Vakoyrim, you can sit and say Krishna, Umotim Vakoyrim, and you can lean and say Krishna. Holchem b'derech b'koyrim, you can be even holch b'derech and say Krishna. Oisim malachtom, oiskim b'malachtom, you can even be oisik b'malacha, and also koyrim, you can do anything. Oh, yeah, oiskim b'malachtom, it doesn't mean posigrishim. Yeah, not posigrishim and baruch shem, not that, right. So now the Mishnah brings down a story. Yeah, everybody knows this story. Omer Reb Tarfon, Ani hoyisi bo baderech, I was traveling on the way. V'teisi likrois kedivrei b'shamay. I leaned to say Krishna like b'shamay.
He wasn't a shamuti.
Who?
Reb Tarfon.
No. But he done like b'shamay. V'sakanti ba'atzmi m'mnei alistim. And I put myself in the sakona because of the robbers. Because if I would have done like this Hillel, I would have carried on walking. So I wouldn't have gotten myself in trouble with the robbers. But now that I lean to say Krishna, so Mela, I got myself into trouble with the robbers and put myself into sakona. Omru loy, the Chachomim told Reb Tarfon, Kedai hod yisol lochu ba'atzmecho. You were deserving of what the robbers should have done to you. Sha'avarta divrei b'silul, because you were over on divrei b'silul, because b'silul says you don't have to do it, and you went and you done k'divrei b'shamay, so it's worthy to what the robbers were wanted to do with you. You're worthy of to happen to you. So the Gemara says. Rav Nachman by Yitzchok says, "Osa kedivrei b'shamay is chayev misa." Somebody who does like b'shamay says that belaylo that you have to be, you have to lean and say Krishna, his chayev misa. Hadosh stating Gemara, horaya said the Gemara, because Chachomen told Reb Tarfon, kedai ha'yisa lochu ba'atzmacha. If you are worthy to happen to you, what the robbers want to do to you, is a raya that somebody who's over al-divrei b'shilul, and it does like b'shamai, he is chayev misa. Hadosh state in Gemara, that is chayev misa. So Rabbeinu Yonah explains, why is he taka chayev misa? What did he do? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, somebody who's mechaven to listoy, I don't know what I'm trying to what's
contradict.
It's a bit more than contradict. I think it's refute. I think somebody wants to. He was trying to refute Divrei Bishilul for that you're chayev for chayev misa. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. Somebody who tries to refute Divrei Bishilul is chayev misa. The Gaon in Shnois Eliyahu, the back of Mishnayos, he adds on another shtickle because there was a baskoil which came out and said halacha kedivrei Bishilul. So somebody who goes against that now is going against the baskoil, and somebody who goes against the baskoil is chayev misa. Tosis kashen yivomas. So Tosis says al betem Bishilul was a roif. So the halacha is that you go bosa roif. Now, would have gone like Beshamai because they were Harifa. So the Basco was only Machri, just telling me that, So come to Chois from this Gemara, that somebody who by night he leans himself to say Krishna, he is his Chayev Misa, and the Gemara brings a Raya from the Mishnah. Now, Zdo Agrisa Kasha. Amish Agrisa Kasha. If you have a look in the Tor, in Simon Samach Gimel, so the Tor brings down Rav Amram Gon. Rav Amram Gon says, Kosa Rav Amram, he's talking about Krishma Shal Shachris, he's talking about Krishma Shal Shachris as well, as Misha Roitza Lahachmei Lamoit Kisha Yoshev, somebody was sitting down and he wants to be Machmei to stand up, the lekroisam umad, and to say Krishna standing up, loyois ovid, he's not doing the right thing. The nikra avriona, he's called avriona, somebody who's over adivrei chachomim. The tzorech ligaboy, and you meant to shout at him. Shemitzvosoy meyushev, the mitzvah is to say Krishna sitting down. So in other words, if you see somebody Krishna shoshachris and you're sitting down, and he stands up now to say Krishma Shal Shachris, so Rav Amram Gon says, the yoes of it, he is not doing the right thing, we can call him Avriyona, you can shout to him, but Rav Amram Gon stops. If I would have been writing this Rav Amram Gon, I would have written, Mi sheroitza l'hachme lamoid kishu yoshev v'likroisim umet, I would have written Chayev Misa.
But you have to repeat it then.
I would have written Chayev Misa. What?
So would you have to repeat the
Krashma
that was
said? It's a Machlekes Achronim. Because the Gemara says, Av Misha Oso Kadivri Bishamai Loi Oso. Somebody who done like Bishamai, he hasn't been Yotze Mitzvah Krishma. Adoshtet in Gemara, so the machlekes apeskim, because the mice is not brought in the poskim, don't bring this down. So the mice is machlekes apeskim, and the mice is a sophic, and could be a sophic deraisa. Chazal have got koyach to say that you're not yoitza. So mela is could be you have to say Krishna again. Somebody who done this is very possible has to say Krishna again. Oh, so now So now the kasha on Rav Amram Gon is why did he not say, spell out properly, that is chayav misa. His lashonos are very, we would call it very parva lashonos. Yeah, he could have spelt it out as osa lamoit. He's just telling me loyois ovid is not doing the right thing. Nikra avriyona v'sorach legaboy. Should have spelt it out chayav misa. Are they stating Gemara? Yeah, agam. We don't like spelling out the words chayav misa. Yeah. We should tell you the choyma adova. Yeah, tell us the choyma adova. How Rav Amram go and put it down? No, sorach legaboy. Okay, but, I'll shout to you. Somebody makes a mistake in the middle of Kriyas Balkoira, middle of Kriyas Toyer. Also says in Shulchan Aruch sorach legaboy. Yeah, he's not chayav misa for it. Yeah. Yeah, some people might think he is chayav misa. They bombard him with things, but they'll think the chayav skila, but it's not chayav misa. So why does the Rav Amram Gon not say clearly that he is this chayav misa? So the Prima Godem comes along with a chiddush that somebody who says Krishma Shal Shachris, let's say, and he stands up to say Krishma Shal Shachris, and he is not, if he's doing it Kaday to do Divrei Bishamai, he wants to paskin like Bishamai and not like Bishilul, that person is Taka Chayav Misa. And that person, the Torah is not, that Rav Amram Gon is not talking about. The person that Rav Amram Gon is talking about is somebody, he doesn't want to do it Kaday to do Kadivrei Bishamai. You know why he is doing it? He is doing it because he wants to be Mulchavim more. He's falling asleep. He's not so alert this morning. He just got out of bed, and so he's standing up. Kaday, he should be able to be mechaver more. In such a case, Rav Amram Gon is telling me it's also not the right thing to do to stand up. Why not? So the Prima Golem says because there was a machlokes b'shama and b'silul. And the achro to get that to how to be machria if she paskin like beshama and besilul wasn't a clear achro. Like usually when we had the machlokes tanoim, so the achro was clear. We should paskin like the roiv or whatever klolim the Gemara put down that we should paskin. So the achro was klol. But here, by the machlokes b'sham and b'silul, the achro wasn't such a clear achro. Why not? Because b'silul were the roiv, and b'shamai they were the harifi. They were the sharper minds. So there was a shaila here: do we go after the roiv, or do we go after the chokhma? Which one should we use? So it was noite lekan or lekan. And we needed the basko to be machria it. So now, if Yois, we needed the basko to be machria this shaila, so now Chazal gave an issa to do anything which looks like you're paskening like Beshamai. So anything which it looks like you're paskening like Beshamai is a door on issa. So Mamela, the Prima Godem says, even so, I'm not mechaven to do like a Beshamai. I'm doing it for X reason, whatever the reason is. I'm standing up. Why? Because but now the Dalocha Chazal asked you to do Kedivrei Beshamai. So Mamela, that's why Rav Amram Gon doesn't say it's Chayav Misa, because Taka not Chayav Misa, because he's not doing it like Beshamai. Why is he doing it? He's doing it for X. So for that, there's an Issa Drabonon to do something which looks like I am paskening like Beshamai. So that's why the Rav Amram Gon just says, Lo Yois Ovid, he's not doing the right thing. V'nikra Avriyona, he's called Avriyona, which the Bis Yosef says, that the Gemara in Shabbos says, why is he called somebody who's over on Isad Rabbonon, is called Avriyona. Because he's over on this Din Rabbonon, that I'm not allowed to do something which looks like I am doing Kedivre Beshamai.
Where's the Gemara?
Mashenkin, the Gemara is talking about somebody with taste likrois kedivri beshamai. I was doing it to paskana like beshamai. I wasn't doing it to paskana like beshillel. I was doing it because I held the halacha is that the halacha should be like beshamai. Then it's chayav misa.
He sees somebody sitting and it's getting up. The people think, it's keeping beshamai. But somebody is standing right. The Gemara says it's standing anyway, and he's not sitting down.
Where?
Here,
Rav Amram Gon is talking about the sitting.
He's sitting and he gets up. So yeah. He's keeping the Lord to Beshamai because he's getting up now.
Yeah.
The Olam thinking, his Gemara was because of the Beshamai. So Mele is worse, Pashtus, where the Gemara, in Brochus, the Gemara is he was going on his journey and he didn't sit down for Krishna.
Oh, no, he did. He went and he lied down for Krishna.
Oh, I know. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, Rav Tafel went to lie down. The tasty liquor is Kedir Beshamai.
Sorry.
The kasha on the Prima Godim is, as it's a very nice pshat, the Prima Godim's pshat is a beautiful pshat, but the kasha is, as in Bis Yosef, state, not like the Prima Godim. Because the Fi the Prima Godim, what is Rav Amram Gon talking about? Rav Amram Gon is talking about that we're talking about Krishma Shashachris. Somebody was sitting down, and he got up now to say Krishna. So why is it also? Because it looks like he is doing Kedivri Beshamai. Even so, his kavana is to have more kavana, but he's getting up to Kedivri Beshamai. That is the Issa. If you have a look in Bis Yosef says, what's the reason I'm not allowed to stand up? She'im taimim shum de'im b'yoyim who over al divrei b'shillel. If it's by day, he's over on divrei b'shillel. The nirish oisik divrei b'shamai shom boi ki yamdu. That's okay. That's like the prima godim. Ve'im b'layla, if it's by night, afka divrei b'shamai loy osa. He is not doing it. He's not doing it. Even like b'shamai is not doing. So the shayla zazoi. According to the Prima Godim, what is the problem by night to stand up? Somebody who is sitting by night and he stands up to say Krishna, what is the problem to stand up? I'm standing up to, I want to be Mechavim Mo. Now, so what is the problem? Stand up to be Mechavim Mo. There's no Issa to do something which is the loyka divra b'shamai, the loyka divra b'shamai, the loyka divra b'shillel. I'm allowed to do, what should be the issa to stand up in the morning? In the evening? In the evening there should be no issa to stand up to say Krishna. The whole issa the Prima Godin told me was, because nirek oyseka divra b'shamai, Chazal asked me to do something which looks like I've done, I'm passing the b'shamai. Here, it doesn't look like I'm not doing not b'shamai, not b'shillel. So fine, so let me stand up. What is the problem? What is the problem? So it seems like, from the Mishnah Brura, and it seems like from the Magen Avraham, that there's a new issa here. The issa enoch nama. We're not talking about somebody who wants to do like b'shamai. And that's true, that as the Prima Godim says, you're chayav misa. Somebody who wants to do paskin like Beshamai, Erev Tafen Dika case, then it's taka chayav misa. We're not talking about that. And the Chanama. We're talking about, for whatever reason, he is saying Krishna standing up. But there's a new problem. There's a problem called Mechze Ke Yuara. It looks like a gaiva. Oh, so this McCoy, this the Magen Avraham brings down here, this new Issa, that you're not allowed to do something which is Mechze Keyura. And the McCoy of this Mechze Keyura is a Gemara in Meruba, in Bava Kamma, that the one of the takonis of Yeshua ben Nun is that you're allowed to go on the tzidei, on the sides of the, you're allowed to walk on the sides of the fields. But if let's say the road is muddy, whatever it is, so one of the takonis of Yeshua ben Nun, which Yeshua was Nasna, when he came into Eretz Yisrael, that the, you're allowed to walk on the sides of the fields. Oh, so the Gemara says a story here that as Rebbe and Reb Chia were going on the way, so they went on the sides of the fields, but Reb Yehuda ben Kenusa was in front of them, and he didn't go on the sides of the fields. He was jumping. Yeah, he was careful not to go on the sides of the fields. So Omale Rebbe Reb Chia, mihu zeh shemara gedula lefoneinu? Who is this one who's showing greatness in front of us? So Gemara says Omale Reb Chia shem Reb Yehuda ben Kenusa tamidahu v'chol ma'isav l'shem shemaim. So Mela, he will let him off. His ma'isim is l'shem shemaim. So Rashi says, what's the mara gedula lefoneinu? What is the issa here of mara gedula lefoneinu? So Rashi says that the problem is shumara lonu is showing to us shehu yereshamayim oid. He's. I'm not sure that the English saying is greater than.
Holier than thou.
Oh, well, what?
Is he holier than thou?
That's right. That's the thing, right?
Because so,
there is
concern for the person's field, though,
is concerned that he shall. Now, Shumar Elonu, Shu Yireish Shemaim Oid, Vein Choshesh Letnai Shehisne Yeshua, in a Choshesh for the Tnai that Yeshua Ben Nun made, Umechse Kayura. That is a Gaiva. That means to somebody who shows that I am a greater Yireish Shemaim, even so Yeshua Ben Nun was matter it, but I am still Choshesh for that. That is a mechse kiyura. So meila zoi. So the Magen Avraham and the Mishburah say that here the problem here is that even so your kavona is not to pass like by Shammai, but you want to be machme. You want to be machme. Or even if you don't want to be machmeh, you've got a reason why you're doing it. You want to be mechaven bo. But what does it look like le'enei b'nei adam? How do other people view it? Do people know your machshavas that you want to do it because you want to be mechaven bo? Or people see that you're standing up and you're being machmeh here. Basilu says you can stand, you can say Krishma Shashachris sitting down. You want to show more chashivas for the Krishma Shashachris, so you're standing up. So you want to be machmeh. So you wanting to be machmeh is a shaila of mechse and mechse keyura. It looks like a gaiva. So by doing this, you are saying, even so, Bishillel said that I don't need to stand up, but I want to be machmeh to stand up. By night will be the same shaila. Even so, Bishama and Bishillel said that you can say Krishma Shel Arve sitting down, but I want to be machmeh and stand up. So Mela, the problem here is not a problem because I want to paskin like Bishamai. The problem here is because mechse kiyura, it looks like a gaiva. So the Magen Avraham says, what is the problem? Mechse kiyura. Maybe Ataka, I want to be mechavim more. Maybe I want to be mechavim more. Why is it mechse kiyura? You know, the Welt says that You have to be done other than a kaf schus. If you don't find a kaf schus to be done the person, you have to be done him the kaf shtus. So here, maybe I want to be mechaven more. So the Magen Avraham says, If you want to be mechaber more, stay seated. If you want, in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Brachos Modern, it says that, or that the ikka kavona, if you want to be mechaber, you sit down to be mechaber. If you're standing up, they're not ellis in standing up. Besides some other elamai, you're being machme here. Yeah, for kavona, there's no reason to stand up. So why are you standing up? You want to be machme. So that being machme, that is a mechse kiyura. Even so, you're tired today, and you'll be mechavan better. But what does the person view it as? A person views it as a yura. So meila, you're going and to stand up to say Krishma shel shachris or Krishma shel arvis is a problem because it's mechse kiyura. It looks like you want to be machme here. And meila it's a door. Meila there is issa. So meila the mishbrura says, yeah, it brings down the Eli Rabba, that there was a minig that on Yom Kippur, when you said Baruch Shem, they stood up. Because why do we say Baruch Shem loud on Yom Kippur? Because we're like Melochim. Melochim never sit. Melochim asrofim oimdim. The Melochim are always standing. Kedel damus le Melochim, then we stand up. There is a minig to stand up for Baruch Shem on Yom Kippur. So Mela people, they didn't stand up only for Baruch Shem, they stood up already for the first Pasuk in Krishma as well. So here on Yom Kippur, to stand up for Krishma Shashachris, the Mishbrura says, that there's no problem, because I know the reason why you're doing it, and Yoyis, I know the reason why you're doing it, so Mamela, it's mutter to stand up, because it's not Mexico, Europe. I've got a reason why I'm doing it. Oh, so now let's go back to our original Shaila. If Krishma shel Arvis, that I was standing up, can I now go and sit down or not? So lechoira, I'm allowed to go and sit down because the reason that I'll sit down is because I can be mechaven better. So Krishma shel Arvis. Lechoira, I should be allowed to go and sit down, because there is a reason why I'm sitting down. To be mechaber more, that's why I'm sitting down. So mamela, there's no mechse kiyura. But the Mishabura says that you cannot sit down. Mishabura paskens that if you're standing before Krishma shel Arvis, if you are standing, you cannot sit down now to say Krishma, because it's nire she'oise kadivri b'shamay. It looks like you're doing kadivri b'shamay.
What?
Oh, very good. You're asking very good. So the Eli Rabba is ma'oira this problem, and maybe the whole issa to do kadivri b'shamay is if I'm going to lean, but if I'm going to sit, I am. There's no problem, but the Eli Rabba says lo mistaba lechalik ben yeshiva la'atoya. Not mistaba, because I imagine he means that if a person doesn't usually fall asleep standing, doesn't usually happen. Rare occasions it does happen, but it doesn't usually happen. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei it might happen, but if it doesn't usually happen. Falling asleep sitting down, that can happen. It can be called a derech shchiva to fall asleep sitting down. Yeah, especially if a person doesn't have a bed, he goes to sleep on a chair. Yeah, somebody is traveling. How does he fall asleep? He falls asleep sitting on the airplane, especially if you've got no reclining seats on your airplane, so you'll fall asleep sitting up. Yeah, so that is also called a derech shchiva. Actually, the Loshon HaMishnah is also lahatois v'leishiv. I don't know if the Mishnah Brura meant to mean only leaning. Loshon HaMishnah is the arvis. Ein loy lahatois veleishiv kesh oimet. I don't know what Mishbur means, Lahatis Leishiv. Lahori should be Leishiv Lahatis, not Lahatis Leishiv. You can't lean before you sit, before you're sitting. Yeah, so Lahori, the Mishbur brings the Makoir is a Primogodim. Primogodim says, I think the Loshna Primogodim is Leishiv. So by night, if you're standing, you're not allowed to sit down, you're not allowed to sit down and say Krishna. So, because the new issa here, oisa kadivrei b'shamayim. So, in other words, we are taking on, or are we taking on the primogodim's new issa as well? That means that the issa you are, that means I'm not allowed to stand up by night, but there is a new issa also, I'm not allowed to do kadivrei b'shamayim. So that's why if I'm standing by night, I am not allowed to sit down, even if I'm doing it, because they could get more kavana. But it's also an oisa kadira b'shamay. Now the shayla of Yom Kippur, that they want to stand for Baruch Shem, and Amela is standing for Posuk Rishon as well, the Primogodim says, in the morning, Krishma Shal Shachris, I'm not allowed to do this, because it's nearer the oisa kadivrei b'shamayim. So anything, so the primogodim here has made the issa even more chomo. Not because nearer the oisa kadivrei b'shamayim, they asked you to do like b'shamayim. That means even so, it's obvious on Yom Kippur why I am doing it. It's obvious why I'm doing it. It's obvious I'm doing it not because the damas lemalochim. That's why I'm doing it. But if they asked any position, anything which is the loika divrei b'shilol, they asked you to do it. So now they made the primogodim saying that the blanket issa to do like b'shamayim. So even so, the reason why I'm doing it is not. So Mamela zot the primogodim to stand for Krishma Shashachris. Even so, it's obvious why I'm standing. I am not allowed to stand. But anfaket by Krishma Shalavis, even so, it's obvious why I'm sitting. Zot the primogodim, I am not allowed to. Mashen kein the other poskim hold that it has to be that. If it's obvious the reason why I'm doing it, I am allowed to do kadivrei. I'm allowed to do kadivrei b'shamay. So mamela. If it's obvious why I'm doing it, then there's no problem. So mamela, the other place can hold that for shachris and yikipa, I am allowed to stand up for krishma because it's obvious why I'm standing up. But krishma shel arvis. When I sit down to say Krishma Shel Arvis, it's not obvious why I'm doing it, and we could translate it, are you doing it like Kadivrei b'shamayim? So Mamela it is also. Now, so back to our previous Shaila. Now, Friday night, finished davening, you go around and you say good Shabbos to everybody. And by the time you finish, it is Nacht already. You'll have to say Krishma standing up. Now there's an issa to sit down to say Krishna. So in the position that you'll find yourself in after saying good Shabbos to everybody, in that position you have to say Krishna. You're not allowed to go now and sit down to be able to say Krishna, because then you'll be nearer to issa kadivrei b'shamayim, and there is the mashmoas in primogodim that even in such a case maybe not even yotze. You might not be yotze mitzvah krishma. So the eitzah is I'll give you a posha to eitzah. Yeah, if you want to say Krishna, it's hard for you to say Krishna standing up, and you want to be mechavan on Krishna, and you can't sit down to say Krishna. So the poshata eitzah is, take a sefer out before Krishna, sit down, take a sefer out, look up a Dvar Torah, bima v'sedra, learn a bit of Chumash Rashi, learn a bit of Gemara, whatever you want for a few minutes, so then you're anyway in the position of sitting, and now you can say Krishna sitting down, because you didn't sit to say Krishna, you sat to learn the Sefer. So maybe it's not nearer to Oysa Kadivrei B'Shamayim.
Right here on Friday night, they're talking with Myron, with Nara, you avoid the problem, yeah. Yeah. And you have a mincha late after Shkiri, and mincha
elsewhere. Yeah, yeah. What does he do that?
Winter. Same thing applies.